Imagine, it's a crisp autumn evening. You and your boo and your best couple friends are out for a pleasant evening drive when all of a sudden, you see it. A great, dark, man-like thing with glowing red eyes, no arms, and a 10-foot wingspan. What would you do? Welcome to Tiny Terror, the podcast where we cover all things spine-chilling and mind-thrilling. I'm your host, Sigra. And you guessed it, today we are covering everyone's favorite cuddly cryptid, Mothman. Now, every week on Instagram, I post a little hint as to what the content of the next episode is going to be. And this week, I posted a little pic of myself with a unfortunately dead moth that is in my personal bug collection. So if you got that right, give yourself a good pat on the back and drop me a follow at Tiny Terror Podcast on Instagram. Okay, let's get into it. So the earliest confirmed sighting of the Mothman was on November 15th, 1966, when Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Millette reported to the cops that they had seen a large gray creature with glowing red eyes, no head or arms, though later sightings do state that he had a head like that of a bird, and massive wings. They had been out for a casual evening drive in a wildlife reserve area near Point Pleasant, West Virginia, when all this went down. They described the creature as being man-like with a 10-foot wingspan and following their car at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour without ever having to even flap its wings. They also said it made a sound like a record player played at high speed or maybe a mouse. Now, here is the badass part. Unsure exactly of what they had seen, the couples regrouped and decided to go back into the wildlife refuge to confirm what they had seen, and lo and behold, when they trekked back out into the wilderness, that creature was still there shuffling around, so they got the hell out of there as fast as they could and told the cops after that sighting. The Mason County Sheriff, who took their statements, attributed the sightings to an unusually large heron or sandhill crane. It should be noted that some birds, like the sandhill crane, have glowing eyes if you shine light at them at night, kind of like a cat. Several other sightings were also reported in the days following that of the Scarberries and the Millettes. Now, after the incident, Linda Scarberry was treated for shock and experienced unnerving phone calls and visits from intimidating quote-unquote men in black. So, I don't think this was just a bird. The newspapers coined the name Mothman due to the popularity of the Batman character at this time, and it caught on fast. Now, sightings of the Mothman increased over the next few years, mostly around Point Pleasant, West Virginia, although some sightings have been reported as far as Chicago and even Moscow. Oftentimes, people will see the Mothman before some big cataclysmic event happens, such as that of the collapse of the Silver Bridge. The Silver Bridge was a suspension bridge built in 1928 and carried Route 35 over the Ohio River. The bridge collapsed on December 16, 1967, due to a defect that was just 0.1 inches deep, sending 46 people plummeting to their deaths in the chilly Ohio River. It is said that prior to the bridge collapse, Mothman appeared before it almost as if he was trying to give a warning. The Silver Bridge was eventually replaced by the Silver Memorial Bridge, finished in 1969. It is said by others, however, that the Mothman might not be so benevolent a being. There are some anecdotes of mothers having to wrestle their infant children away from Mothman in the middle of the night after he'd broken into their homes. So what on earth is this thing? We talked a little bit about the bird possibility, and sure, I suppose, I don't know, I think it could be something more sinister. Let's talk a little bit about the area in which the Mothman is most frequently spotted. During World War II, 8,000 acres of land near Point Pleasant, West Virginia, were used to test and build explosives. The explosives were kept in these big concrete igloo-like structures over the area and then abandoned after the war, and the area was turned into a wildlife refuge. However, the igloos were never removed, so they have become overgrown and wild. It was discovered in the 80s that the explosives had chemically contaminated land, leading some people to speculate that Mothman is some sort of mutant derived from these events. Maybe he is a bird, but he's a mutant bird. The most recent damning evidence of the Mothman came in 2016 when a picture was released by a news channel taken by an anonymous man that purported that the figure pictured was Mothman. Again, if you want to see that photo and others pertaining to this case, head over to @TinyTerrorPodcast on Instagram. Okay, now for the upsides of the Mothman. Point Pleasant, West Virginia, the small town near which the Mothman has been sighted the most, relies heavily on this creature for its tourism industry. They hold an annual Mothman festival that began in 2002, which incidentally is the same year a movie entitled The Mothman Prophecies was released, based on the 1975 book of the same name. The festival is held on the third weekend in September every year, and according to organizer Jeff Wamsley, the estimated attendance annually is 10 to 12,000. Year-round, you can buy various Mothman-themed accoutrements, such as coffee, pizza, cookies, and droppings, which are really just chocolate-covered nuts. This town has even embraced their chaotic cryptid, so much as to erect a 12-foot-tall metallic statue in 2003 created by Bob Roach. This statue is gorgeous, but it has like an uncomfortably defined butt. I'll throw a picture of that up on the Instagram as well. Additionally, the Mothman Museum and Research Center was unveiled in 2005. I don't really know what goes on here, quite frankly. I forgot to dig further into that. And before we wrap up, I'll leave you with one more lighthearted note. In 2020, there was a petition that arose calling to replace all Confederate statues in the US with statues of Mothman, and it got almost 20,000 signatures. I think it's a great idea. So what do I think the Mothman is? Well, I have to admit, the bird theory does hold some water, but when you pair it with the stories of the men in black and the unnerving phone calls and the gritty history of the nature preserve's past, I don't know. I think Mothman could be something more ephemeral. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tiny Terror. If you liked this, please consider dropping a 5-star rating and a little review on Apple Podcasts. It's the quickest and easiest and cheapest way to boost this podcast's following and get us potential advertisers so we can make a little money from this. Additionally, you can follow this podcast on Instagram @TinyTerrorPodcast, as well as me, Sigra, @_Sigra. And on Twitter @SirSigra. If you want to support this podcast even further, you can consider signing up for my Patreon. I only have one tier currently. It's just $3 a month, and you get exclusive early and behind the scenes access to content pertaining to this project, as well as several of my others. If that's not your cup of tea, if you don't want to commit to that or just don't care about my other projects, hey, that's totally fine. I get it. In that case, you're welcome to make a one-time donation to me on Ko-Fi. Basically, you can buy me a coffee if you like what I do. Once again, thank you so much for spending the last several minutes with me, delving deeper into the creepier details of life. I hope to see you again next week, same time, same place. And, insert sign-off phrase here. This is a Salon de Refuse production. One person's trash is another person's cool trash.